Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 12, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 10, 2003.
Nazarene, the other day we were playing some old songs for Beatles and friends to sing, and they sang them without even realizing they knew the lyric. I've heard other spirits do this too. How?
Alora, in the afterlife, people have many talents and abilities that they do not have in the material realm. What these individuals are doing is tapping into the racial memory that we all have. We have memories from other people in our minds. Every time we touch someone, every time we come in contact with someone, we absorb everything that they have ever known. And we store this in our minds, but we cannot access it in the material form. But in the spiritual form, people can access any information that they have stored throughout their lifetimes. So whenever they need anything, they can bring it out. This is what your friends are doing. Others have heard these songs, they have been in contact with them, and they have stored this information in their minds. So then when they need it, they can bring it out and use it. It is a marvelous gift that comes in very handy many, many times. And people really enjoy using it sometimes in the afterlife. Anyone that has a talent like your friends have for the playing of music and performing, especially absorb anything having to do with those tasks. So when they need it, it simply comes out. And two, when they're doing things, they can sometimes tap into this racial memory without ever having been in contact with someone, though this is just a little bit more difficult, but they can still pick up the lyrics and the music, and then their talents take over.
Cool, Nazarene, but for some reason that sounds very strange to me.
I don't know why, Alora. These are the most basic abilities that anyone that has the power uses. So I don't know why they should seem strange to you. They are a part of you.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. Did you ever wonder about what happens to someone after they die? Years ago, my husband Gerald channeled a book called Lennon, My Biography After Death, which we believe is very informative on the subject. We're sure you'll enjoy it. It may be found at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/lenin/links.htm. We're back. Nazarene, people are complaining as we begin the presidential campaign that you should not get involved, that you should not back any candidate, that there should be a complete separation of state and religion. What are your comments on that?
Alora, if God's perfect creation had not been tampered with, if man had not messed it up, this would be an ideal situation. The religious leaders should not have to tamper in the affairs of the state. But when corrupt and dishonest people lead the state and the people are in need and in desperate peril, the religious leaders have to speak out. When Demetrius becomes president, one of the things that he has to do is get rid of this law that says that ministers cannot speak out in political campaigns without losing their nonprofit status. This is wrong. Religious leaders have to speak out. They have to be able to speak out. Demetrius will be a leader for everyone. He will respect every religion. He will point out what is wrong in some religions, and he will tell people when they are doing things that isn't right. But he will respect every religious belief, mainly because he's been a part of every religious belief over the ages. But no, Alora, we can't separate the two. As much as we want to, as much as we would like to, when there is evil, when there is corruption, good people have to speak out. And if they do not speak out, they are defying God and not doing God's will. So religion has to be involved in politics. There is nothing that can be done about it. We would prefer something else, but it simply can't be helped.
You tell him, Nazarene.
I will, Alora. If I have to use the thunder and lightning, I will.
We'll be back again.